AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A senior U.S. defense official says Russia's military advance on Ukraine's capital appears to have halted. The official, speaking on condition of anonymity, says Russia appears to be concentrating on controlling the largely Russian-speaking Donbass region in the east of Ukraine. A top Russian general seems to confirm the shift, saying forces are concentrating on the main goal, liberation of Donbass. But European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says the war will prove a strategic failure for Russia and President Vladimir Putin, uniting the West against him.
The sanctions are now working their way deep into the Russian system, draining Putin's resources to finance this atrocious war.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov is calling that total war declared by the West. Meanwhile, President Biden is getting a somewhat closer look at the refugee crisis the war has produced. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The president says he's been to a lot of refugee camps around the world. The looks in the eyes of parents are haunting.
I don't think there's anything worse for a parent than to see a child suffering.
The UN estimates some 3.5 million Ukrainians have fled the fighting. More than half are now in Poland, where the president saluted the Warsaw government and citizens alike for opening their arms and homes. But he's disappointed to not get a closer look at the crisis.
I can't see it firsthand like I have in other places.
He'll visit with refugees tomorrow in the Polish capital, not in Ukraine, due to security concerns.
They will not let me, understandably, I guess it, cross the border.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Stocks wound up mostly higher on Wall Street today, and for the week, the main indexes all finished higher. This is AP News. North Korea says it's test-fired its biggest yet intercontinental ballistic missile.
The North disclosed the test details a day after the militaries of South Korea and Japan said they detected an ICBM launch in North Korea's first long-range test since 2017. The North had tried to get U.S. sanctions lifted through diplomacy, but those efforts had stalled in 2019. Kim Jong-un has vowed to continue expanding his nuclear arsenal while preparing for what he calls a long-standing confrontation with the US. Washington has imposed more sanctions in response to Thursday's launch and requested an open Security Council meeting. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has signed a bill giving parents a say in the books that schools can and can't have in their libraries. He says public schools have been making sexually explicit books available to children. Florida Democrats call it censorship, comparing it to book burning. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.